have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Thursday again. Women's Forum tonight. That's amazing. You can get involved right now by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. I got to write a note to myself, otherwise I forget things. And the biblical question of this week is a doozy. The biblical question. Have you ever asked yourself whether you are ascending or descending spiritually? Have you ever ask yourself, whether you are ascending or descending spiritually? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com. JesseLeePeterson.com. And if you're out and about, you got to go and do what you got to do. And you just can't sit and watch the show. But you think, well, I want to listen to it while it's happening anyway, but I got to run to the market. I got to run to the gym. I got to do this or that. You can podcast the show and listen to it on your phone. Listen to it on your phone by calling the Listen Line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. It is Thursday. And we take all calls. We take all calls, but we take the on Thursday, we take the Bible Thumper calls as they come in because we love the Bible Thumpers, and the Bible Thumpers need a little bit more time to communicate. And because they have learned the Bible and are learning, reading and are learning the Bible, and their heads are filled with scriptures. And so for some reason, they lose the technique of communication. And so we on Thursday, we're like, we love the Bible Thumpers. So what we're going to do is have Bible Thumping Thursday so we can give the Bible Thumpers a little bit more time. And I still can't allow them to just take up all the time, but at least a little bit more time. And today is Bible Thumper Thursday.
All right,
drunk
brother.
As a bastard.
Are you ready? He's drunk as a badger. Go ahead. Let that Holy Ghost language come up out of you.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Amazing. Shana lada shana lika. Molika. Amazing. A spiritual battle. A spiritual battle like never before. Yesterday, and then I have a question for my experts. They didn't even know I was going to ask them this question. And I just realized, let me ask them what do they think about this, since they're the expert. But first, yesterday I mentioned example of human nature, and that human nature of human beings is evil, and that in human nature there is no love at all. There's nothing good about it. It's only evil. And I don't care if it's your parents, your family members, your friends, your workers, your co-workers, your government, your doctors, your lawyers, your preachers, your pastors, your whatever, your rabbis, your pope, your Orthodox, Christian, atheist, whatever. All human nature is evil. And what you see playing out on the big screen, meaning what you see actors and actresses doing on the screens, and you see the government now, the media, you see everything going on, their nature is evil as well. And what you see them doing, it is exactly what's going on in your life and in your nature. But you tend to think, because you can see what they're doing, it's on the screen, it's on TV, it's on whatever, you think you're better, that you don't have the same issues, but you do. And you think, oh my God, I would never do that. But you're lying. That's what the human nature does. It lies. And it pretends that it's a little better than the other person, whatever the situation is, but it's not. Evil is evil. Anger and passion and emotions are all the same. The so-called good, happy, joyful emotion and the so-called bad feeling, angry emotion, they're both the same. And all human nature have that. That's why you need a new nature. And so yesterday, we reported on this FBI. I mean, this guy, what was his name? Oh, Kent, Joe Kent. And Joe Kent is a former National Counterterrorism Central Director. And at first, according to reports, you know, I don't know if true or not. I wasn't there, and I don't know. But according to report, he was with Trump on Iran, dealing with Iran. And then something happened along the way. I don't know what happened, whether he got angry or whatever happened. Well, he decided, according to report, he didn't want to be with the Iran situation. So he quit, and then he turned on Trump, it appears. And that's what all emotional people do. All emotional people eventually turn on you. They will, and you will turn on them. If you're an angry, emotional person, or you're a happy person, because a happy person is an angry person. True happiness exists, but you don't know what that is when you are an emotional person. And so this guy allegedly, and according to reports, because you don't know what's true, is turned on Donald Trump. And now it's breaking that this guy was already, according to a report, under investigation for leaking information. Fox News has reported the FBI is investigating former National Counterterrorism Center Director Joe Kent over allegations that he leaked classified information, according to three sources familiar with the matter. Watch this from Fox News.
We're continuing to track developments about Joe Kent. He is the former head of the National Counterterrorism Center. He resigned yesterday. He said he was resigning because he could not stay at his post as the Trump administration was carrying out its war in Iran. Now Fox News with this. This just broke within the past hour or so, saying the FBI is investigating Kent over allegations that he leaked classified information, according to three sources familiar with the matter. Fox News Digital sending this out, saying that the probe predates Kent's departure from the government. The FBI declining Fox News's request for comment. Fox News Digital has also reached out to Kent by phone and email for comment, not immediately hearing back on the matter, but for now, we're basically tracking Joe Kent as he resigned yesterday from his role as the nation's top counterterrorism official.
Now do you understand when Christ said an angry person, a person with anger, any little tip-tap anger, emotion, is a murderer. They're a murderer. And do not trust an angry person. And Lord know that that's true. You cannot trust a human being with anger. They are a murderer. They're evil. And you're seeing it play out in a big way when you watch TV and online and all that mess. But isn't you too? And until you see it, it's in you, and be honest with yourself. Even if you don't, you're not required to tell the world, but you are required, if you want to be free of it, to be honest with you, yourself. Then you will overcome evil with good. It's not going to happen until you can admit, men and women, male and female, that you have anger, resentment, stress, worry, jealousy, strife, whatever it may be, and that you are evil. You have no love. And so apparently, and again, we don't know what's true nowadays, especially nowadays, but apparently this guy was already under investigation for leaking information. Did he tell you, well, I'm quitting because I leaked information and now they're investigating me, or they think that I leaked information, they're investigating me? Why didn't you just say that? If he got to go out and tell the world what's going on with him. Because you're not required to tell anyone. You don't owe any human being on the planet any response. But you love responding because that's another thrill. Amazing, huh? And so he apparently, and according to the report, he was supposed to be resigning because he's not in support of going after Iran. Well, according to the Independent, the president said, what the? He's not for Iran, going after Iran? What the? Well, the Independent is reporting that President Donald Trump posted a 2020 tweet from Joe Kent on Truth Social, in which the now former director argued in favor of attacking Iran. Watch this from Truth Social.
This is from Donald Trump's Truth Social, and he posted just that. It reads, Joe Kent's tweet from 2020, at Real Donald Trump. We should not sit and wait for the next attack. Wipe Iran's ballistic capability out and get our troops out of Iraq. They are only targets now. No U.S. wounded in action slash killed in action is a tribute to the professionalism of our military and intel professionals, not Iranian restraint.
Amazing. You cannot trust an angry person. And most human beings, old and young, whatever color you might be, male and females, believe that anger is good. Jesus was angry, they say. And the atheists believe in it. Everybody believe in anger. Can you get any crazier than that? Have you noticed that when you're angry, you shake? If anger is good, why are you shaking when you're mad? Why do you tremble when you're mad? Or when you feel good, why are you shaking? Why are you trembling if anger, if emotions are good? You've been lied to. I was lied to that emotions were good. Well, I wasn't lied to that about it growing up. I only started hearing after I moved to California and the female started telling the males to be angry. Anger is good because they were angry. And they started teaching that. I was like, what the? And you can see that they are unhappy and they shake and they tremble when they're mad. And then they cry. If anger and emotions were good, why are you shaking like an earthquake when you're emotional in any form? Do you ever ask yourself? Ask yourself that. Why don't you learn within yourself what's going on for yourself? It's in you to know. Look within. Look within. So I have a question for my expert. I need Hake and the Anchor Baby. I have a question. These are the experts, at least two of them. This is Hake over there. Of the Hake Report, Monday through Friday, right after my show. And from 9 to 11 a.m. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby, right after the Hake Report. And so, both experts here on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show.
Morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'll start with you first, Anchor Baby. Have you ever felt or experienced uncertainty?
Yes.
He bowing his head. He like.
Nodding. Nodding on the
Let
radio.
Me say it audibly.
Nodding, yeah. Yes.
Let me say it in the mic.
Speak with the from the chest. So you have experienced uncertainty? Give me an example.
I keep nodding my head.
I'm looking at him. He going, what does that feel like to you? What does uncertainty feel like?
Yeah, like I got to do something because I don't know what to do right now. And it's like an itch you got to scratch, but worse, because you can't scratch it, and you don't know what to do. So you got to cry or do stuff.
Have you ever experienced uncertainty, Hake?
Yes.
And what's that feeling?
Sometimes it's worse than others, but... And sometimes it's not bad at all. The bad kind of uncertainty feels shaky, like you're on, like you don't know what's going to happen. or something. I don't know.
That's not funny, Jesse.
And the fine kind of uncertainty is just fine with it.
If I, you know, shake.
Right.
Amazing. And when you feel uncertainty, Anchor Baby, what do you normally do about it?
I go in.
I go in,
but sometimes in a good way, sometimes in a bad way.
You go in where?
I go inward.
Whoa.
And do what?
Whoa. I mean, inward. I go inside. Either I just think about it.
And what do you do about it?
Freeze. Honestly, that's like the bad kind. Definitely, it just paralyzes me. Really.
Let me ask Derek. Is Derek free now? I know you got to answer the calls out there. And Kurt. Kurt and Derek, come here for a minute. My other experts.
The secondary experts. Lower T. No. Come on in.
And won't you come on in?
Get that stool. Oh, that's good. Yeah, middle.
Get over there. Oh,
there's no mic over there.
Yeah, we don't have a set of.
Go over there.
Come this way.
There's no mic over here for you.
We'll figure you out in a sec here. Hold on. Yeah, the stool. Yeah, grab that one.
Okay, get the stool. Amazing. My other experience, and then I get to your calls. This is such an interesting question. Really. And I realized this question from, some of you might know I do counseling by phone, Skype, or walk-in. And because now I see that every human being on the planet have the same. Well, Kurt, go back. We'll have you at another time since you seem to be lost. Just after the phone's out there to happen. He didn't know how to go get the stool and come back. What time?
Thought he was sitting in the middle. He thought he needed the headphones, but I'm telling him there's no mic there. So
he's in the stool. But I thought he said he would go back out and get the stool.
No, he was going out to get the headphones. He thought he needed headphones. Mm. But go ahead.
And I counsel with around the world with people, around the world. And then we have our Sunday morning fellowship, our first Thursday men's forum, ladies' forums on the third Thursday night, which is tonight. And everybody got the same problem, the same complaints. And react in the same way. And so I realized this from that. And so Derek is my producer and another expert here on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. And yes. Kurt is an expert too. He's a producer of the Punch and TV, but he can't find how to, he ain't got sense enough to find a stool to sit on right now. Derek.
Yeah.
Have you ever felt uncertainty?
Definitely.
You have?
Definitely.
And what did it feel like?
Lost. Feeling lost and not secure. It's an uncomfortable feeling. Like I lost my father.
Like what?
Like being a child and losing your parent in a store. Yeah. That's pretty scary.
Losing a parent in a store?
Like when you're a child and you lose your parents in the store.
That happened to you?
Yeah, I've wandered off.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And so uncertainty, feel lost, and what else?
Unsecure. And fear starts to creep in as well.
And so, what do you do when you feel that?
I try to stay present, and I just recite a prayer.
You recite a prayer?
Right.
Amazing.
That's it. And, just focus on that emotion and where it's at in your body, if it's in your stomach, if you're in your head somewhere, you know, you just kind of see it.
Kurt, have you ever felt? Kurt is an expert and a producer of the Jesse Lee Peterson show. I mean, Pudgy TV. Kurt, have you ever experienced uncertainty?
Yeah.
And what did it feel like?
I was just stuck, frozen, like kind of hesitant. You know, you're stuck in your thoughts, and then it's like you can't do anything because you're, I don't know, it just, your thoughts like freeze you when you're uncertain. You can't make a decision.
And so,
almost.
And so what do you normally do in that, when that happens, when uncertainty comes?
Well, now I just sit there and try to be present of the thoughts, I guess. Or do nothing about it, yeah.
And what's that like for you?
I mean, it passes, and then you move on.
Amazing. And then, and what you normally do with it?
With the, when I'm uncertain like that, I was saying that it just, it paralyzes me, honestly. And when I'm feel, if I'm feeling all those things we were talking about, I don't remember what I was saying, but
right.
It paralyzes me. It has me, honestly, it has me thinking, if I don't really pay attention, I'll make up a story. You know what? Let's be real. It can get crazy. It can get totally evil.
Thank
I can make up stories
real.
In my head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do
Let's
you,
get real.
And do you try to solve it, whatever the uncertain feeling is or about? Do you try to solve the situation?
Sometimes. And, you know, I got to say that I've had, I've learned about that, you know, over the years. And despite that, it's funny how it creeps up on you. And you don't realize, oh, I'm doing something about it. And I've made up a thing that I need to do something about.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's helped a lot to know that I'm holding on to something that's not even real. Sand going through my hands. I could let it go. But even now, I'll find myself, wow, I'm trying to fix something again.
Amazing. Hmm. And do you ever try to solve the feeling of uncertainty when it comes and you hate?
Yeah.
By doing what?
Praying or something.
And when you pray, what do you say?
That's not funny. That's good.
I don't necessarily pray out loud. You know how you just resort to whatever you think that you know to do.
And does that help?
Sometimes.
In what way?
In that you're supposed to be present anyway.
Right.
And so that being present helps.
What would happen... When you pray, what do you say, Derek, when uncertainty come?
I just say a quick Jesus prayer.
Like what? What's a Jesus prayer?
Lord Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me. That's it.
And that works?
Oh, yeah. You
what
keep
happened?
Saying it, and that feeling would disappear.
Oh, okay. And what do you do, Kurt, when it comes?
When uncertainty comes?
Yeah. Do you ever try to solve it?
Yeah.
By doing what?
Whatever the first thought tells me to do.
Yeah. Do you try to solve it, Derek?
No, I become helpless.
You become helpless?
I try to become helpless.
What does that mean?
Because the passions stir up when I feel like I can do something. Well, you know?
Meaning what? Explain that.
Oh, so if I get this feeling of anger, I'll immediately feel like I need to react. But what I need to do is retract and feel helpless because I am.
And so you never try to solve uncertainty?
Right. I try not to. I let God, Jesus, do it. Is this a break?
Amazing.
Nice.
Thank you, guys.
Nice.
Thank you.
Very interesting. I got to take a break. I can't believe this came that fast. I should have brought y'all in a little earlier. But let me take a break when I come back. Your phone calls and your super chats. It is Bible Thumper Thursday. I'll be back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Jesse, do you ever feel uncertain? And when you do, what do you do about it? You just heard from my experts about it. I want to hear from you about what do you do about it. Announcement, tonight is the ladies' forum. Tonight, for ladies only. At 7 p.m. every Thursday night of the month. So come on down, ladies. We're going up to the 15th floor and beyond. No more staying in the basement. It's time to leave the basement. Amazing, huh? The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this. At 9 a.m. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report.com. From 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And at 9, at 11, the American Anchor Baby. At 11 a.m. from 11 to 1. You don't want to miss it. And last but not least, a brand new episode on Punchy TV. On Punchy TV. It was amazing. Check it out. You can podcast PUNCHIE.TV. Amazing. Let me go to Noah out of Michigan. Noah, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, happy Bible Thumper Thursday.
Bible Thumper Thursday.
Yes, yes. Thank God for President Donald J. Trump. But anyway, I just wanted to ask you a question from, I'm sure you remember the last time we spoke a few days ago?
No, never ask a black man if he remembers.
Oh, okay. All right, so we had a conversation where you said you don't sin anymore, apparently, right?
Right. And right. Do you sin?
Yes, sir.
So you see an angry person?
I'm not an angry person, no.
You still have anger?
I just make mistakes like everyone else does.
So how is it possible so you have forgiven and God has taken away your anger?
Yeah, I believe Jesus is going to forgive me.
No, I'm not angry.
Yes.
You have forgiven and God has taken away your anger?
Yeah.
And so how is it possible to sin then if you have no anger?
Because in the Bible, there's a difference between a sacrifice. there's two different sacrifices. You know there's sacrifices for lambs back in the Old Testament, right?
For what?
You know about the sacrifices for lambs they used to do for the New Testament, right?
For lambs,
right? Yeah, the sacrifice. They used to sacrifice lambs back in the day, or cattle.
What does that have to do with you forgiving and stop playing God?
Well, it's because there's a difference, Jesse. There's a difference between sin out of ignorance and sinning on purpose.
What does there that were, have to do with you forgiving? So you, and as a result of you forgiving, you don't judge anymore. You don't play God. What does What does eating a lamb have to do with that?
What does it have to do with that? Yeah. Because there were sacrifices for willful sin and sins out of ignorance.
That doesn't even make sense.
Look it up. Leviticus.
Are you still living in the Old Testament?
No, I'm not living in the Old Testament.
Then why are you using that as an example when the Old Testament is finished, it's done, and there's a new?
Well, because, you know, as a Christian, you got to believe in both the Old and New Testament, right?
Who told you that?
It's in the Bible. Like, you know, it's in
the Bible.
The
says
Testament
you have to believe
Testament.
In the Old and the New Testament?
Yeah, it all lines up.
Where does the Bible tell you that?
Where does the Bible tell me that? Because Jesus is the seed of Abraham.
Where in the Bible does it tell you that you have to believe in the Old and the New Testament?
In Matthew, in the start of Matthew, when they talk about Jesus' lineage.
Oh, so they talk about Jesus' family, and that makes you think. Where does in the Bible does it tell you that you got to believe in the Old and the New Testament?
Well, because they, like I said, they line up, Jesse.
No. You said that in the Bible. It's Bible Thumper Thursday. You said in the Bible it tells you that you got to believe in the Old and the New Testament. Where in the Bible doesn't tell you that?
Because I didn't say it says that.
You did say that.
Okay, I'm sorry. I may have misspoken. I said it lines up. It lines up.
What lines up?
The Old Testament and the New Testament.
What do you mean it lines up? So, just to be clear, it's not in the Bible that you have to believe in the Old and the New Testament, right?
Right, but the but
No. Stay
Old
with
Testament,
that first.
There would...
It's not in the Bible that you have to believe in the Old and the New Testament, right? You made a mistake when you said that, right?
Yeah, I misspoke.
You misspoke. Okay. You said sometimes you sin by mistake, or
yeah, people sin by mistake.
No, what type of sin have you done by mistake?
Well, everyone sins out of ignorance.
No, you said that you sin by mistake. You, what kind of sin you have done by mistake?
What kind of? I've done some mistakes.
No, what is a mistake sin?
A mistake sin?
Uh-huh.
Well, what about forgetting to pray before you go to bed? Not wearing matching colors. Yes.
What type of mistake sin have you committed?
Well, according to the Mosaic law, that's the law that Moses brought down.
Where's Moses now?
He's in heaven.
What type of mistake sin have, because of time, and I know it's Bible Thump and Thursday, what type of mistake sin you have done?
What kind of mistakes have I done?
No,
okay,
mistake,
maybe I...
No, what type of mistake sin have you made? Give me an example.
I said the Lord's name in vain, probably, yeah.
Probably? Give me an example. Yeah. How do you say the Lord's name in vain?
Like, oh, my God, or oh, God, or, you know, using Jesus, saying Jesus Christ, you know?
How is that in vain?
Well, that's what my grandparents used to tell me. They used to say, hey, don't say the Lord's name in vain.
And how is that in vain?
Well, because you're saying it in a negative manner.
When something happens, you say, "Oh God, how is that negative?"
I don't see it as negative, but you know, that's what I was taught.
But you gave me an example of a sin you made, a mistake, and you said that was an example. But now you're saying it's not.
Well, it was out of ignorance. I didn't when I first did it. I didn't know until I was corrected.
But how do you know your grandparents were honest about that? There's nowhere where it said that's a vain by saying, "Oh God."
I don't know. I don't know because they've studied the Bible. They studied the Bible their whole lives. They were Bible thumpers like you would never imagine.
And why? I understand that. And why you apply to what they said to your life, knowing that they lied?
Oh well, I didn't know they lied, Jesse. That's the thing.
But as an adult, you still don't know it.
Well, I didn't know that was true. Like I thought, what do you consider taking the Lord's name in vain?
I don't even know what that means.
Well, it's a part of the Ten Commandments. It says you shall not take the Lord's name in vain.
But you don't know what that means.
Well, I guess, all right, Jesse, you're good at picking my brain, man. All right, I'll give you a W this time. All right, Jesse, you have a good rest of your morning, all right?
All right, you too, buddy. Stay with it, though. You stay with it.
You stay with it, too, Jesse. Bye-bye now.
Bye. What do you say?
He said, "I'll give you the W this time." The W means win.
Oh,
you get the win.
No, this is no winning here. No winning or losing. It's just fellowship. Amazing. Let me go to Greg out of Florida. Greg, you are on the air.
Hey, Mr. Jesse Lee Peterson. How you doing, buddy?
All is well, Greg. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir. Doing well.
Good.
I just called to give a little update. Every day seems like a new thing I discover, and so whenever I go through my days now, I've noticed that the harder the day is, the closer I'm getting to the peace.
And what do you mean by that? Give me an example of what you mean.
So there'll be days, like I can literally see Satan throwing things in front of me all day, you know, trying to get a reaction out of me. You know, he's trying to, where I so-called think something's supposed to go easier or something, I can see that if it don't go the way my mind is telling me it should go, I can see he'll be inside of me reacting over that, trying to get me to react, like to get frustrated, to get mad. And I know whenever I do that, instead of reacting to it, because if I react to it, I see that I get a so-called good feeling for just a second, but then the pain comes back even worse.
Yeah.
But if I don't react to it and I just watch it, the pain's not great, but I also can see there's nothing I can do about the pain.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's you don't realize how weak you are until you face them.
That's for sure. And so do you ever experience uncertainty?
No, not anymore, no.
So you never feel uncertain about anything?
No, I don't, because there's no me. I know that spirit inside of me is trying to get me to do it, but I don't.
Okay, interesting.
I trust God, because I've done everything my whole life of chasing women, porn, drinking alcohol, getting high on weed. I've tried all this stuff, and it gives you a temporary good feeling for sure, but that's only stroking the ego, and I know now I've been able to truly see that there's absolutely nothing I can do about a spiritual battle.
Oh, amazing. How are your kids doing now?
They're doing great. My oldest son, his mom's a very angry lady, and he went home the other night, and apparently she got mad with him. And I told him if she ever gets mad to call me.
How old is he now?
The oldest one's 12.
And you told him to call you if she got angry at him?
Well, I told him, you know, if you feel like my kids are like me. They question everything. I've always been that way. And people resented me when I was little because I didn't take their word for it. I always questioned them because I didn't understand it. You know, I needed clarity to understand. And people that are lost, if you question them, they get mad.
And so you told your son, to call you?
Yeah, and he called me because his mom was being ugly to him. And I told him because he questioned her because he said it didn't seem right. And and I told him to don't be disrespectful to his mom, but I also told him that there's nothing wrong with questioning somebody, honey. They're only mad because they don't have an answer. But don't let it affect you. It's okay. You call me and ask me anything you want to, and it's not going to bother me. Even if I don't know the answer, I'll tell you I don't know.
What is disrespectful when you told him not to be disrespectful toward his mother? What is disrespectful to a mother?
And my idea, and I don't know if it's true or false, it might have been what I was taught, but my idea of disrespectful to somebody is...
No, not somebody, to a mother.
Oh, to a mother.
You told him not to be disrespectful to her, but to call you if something went wrong. When you told them that, what is disrespectful toward a mother?
I would say it's if you're hateful to your mom when she's telling you to do something because you hate her. I'm not saying you shouldn't do it. I'm saying you should question it, but don't, I guess, because that's the way I was taught, you don't yell or be ugly to somebody.
And so when you said that to your son, and how old is he?
He's 12.
So when you said don't be disrespectful toward your mother, what did you mean when you said that to him?
To don't lose your temper.
But how would he know that what you meant?
Because when I've said it before, he's told me. He's come to me and he's told me about being disrespectful to his mom. And I said, and I've asked him the same question, what do you mean? He said, I didn't yell, I didn't curse at her, I didn't throw anything, I wasn't ugly. I didn't agree with her, but I just listened.
Why wouldn't you say, and I'm just asking, why didn't you just say, don't be angry? Speak up, but don't be angry, rather than saying that don't be disrespectful. Because that's what all mothers teach the children, because they want to rule over the children. And if the kids speak up or disagree or whatever, the mother tell them, you're being disrespectful. I'm your mother. Don't you question me. But how do you, and because you said that to him, how do you know you're not giving him that same impression?
You're right, I don't.
No, that was a question.
Yeah, that's why I answered you. I don't.
I think that's a horrible thing to tell children. Don't be disrespectful, because then they grow up afraid to deal with their mothers in the right way, and they are afraid to deal with the whole world in the right way, because especially adults, because they think that they are being disrespectful.
Makes sense. Thanks for letting me know, because I was not raised by my dad. My mom was in control of my house, and that's probably something I've learned. You're absolutely right.
No, all women teach that to the children because they want to always control the children, and they want to act crazy. They want to be angry and out of control, but they don't want the children to correct it or say anything about it when they see them acting that way.
Well, that's just another example of why men need to be leading. Absolutely.
Amazing. Do what you want, but I would just keep it simple. Hey, son, don't be angry. You speak up, but don't be angry. Because if he's not angry, he's going to always do it in the right way. You can't go wrong when you're not angry. You can only go wrong when you're angry, resentful.
It's amazing to me now that because I find myself all day long, Jason. I used to be lost in my head all day, you know, thinking about what I was doing next, thinking about what I was going to do when I get home. And you're never, like you said, you're never in the present moment. But I can see now that I'm in my present moment on most of my days. It ain't always. Sometimes I fall back and then I have to catch myself and realize I'm in my head.
Yeah.
But when I do that, when I do that, because I've never lived that way and all I know is the other way, your body does feel pain over that all day because it doesn't want to be in the presence of God. And I do understand that as well.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning, every night?
Yes, sir. Probably 4 or 5 times a day.
Right on. Will you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, Greg?
My last question for you, Jesse, is because I'm not a Bible thumper, but since it's Bible Thumper Thursday, what is, because I've never understood this, what is blasphemy?
Blasphemy?
Yes, sir.
Is when you point people away from God and not toward him.
Okay. My question would be, if there's no me, how would I point them away?
But you can't if there's no you.
Right. So there's only a me when I'm doing something I shouldn't. There's not a me when I'm not. Is that what you're saying?
There's not a you, even when you don't know there's not a you.
Okay.
But you have this impression there's a you because you believe thoughts.
Absolutely. I agree. Yes, sir. I can see that.
Amazing. Thank you, Greg.
Yes, sir. Have a good day.
You too. Good to hear from you, man.
Thanks. Same to you, my friend. Have a good evening.
You stay with it.
I'm going to. There's nothing to go back to.
Right on. Amazing. Thank you. 888-77 Jesse. Super chat.
Isaiah, the Uber driver, bought 50 coffees. Very generous. Good morning. Thanks for pointing me to the source.
Amazing. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Thank you.
Someone bought 3, and if anyone thinks that he knows anything, he knows nothing yet as he ought to know. 1 Corinthians 8:2.
Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Jack B., stay with it, even if it takes a lifetime.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Amazing.
That was on Cash App.
Thank you.
Anthony L., cool sunglasses, sticker, smiley. Thank you, sir, as always.
Thank you, Anthony L.
Jamie, 3, Peterson Hake, 2028.
Amazing.
Pound sign, or number sign,
for
or
president.
Hashtag.
Thank you.
C-Bill, caller sounds like his mama, laughing with tears coming out.
Amazing. Thank you.
Referring to the guy who Bible thumped like his grandparents Bible thumped. Jamie. Hey, Jesse. First, like to say good morning, sir. Hope you're feeling amazing. Want to say I have a couple black friends. I tell them to watch. I tell them I watch you, and they shake their heads side to side. One of them says, you're funny, though. The other discourages me from watching you. Said, you put down on black people whenever you are black. What a mess. You're doing great.
Thank you. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. And just let them know I love the blacks. That's why I'm trying to encourage them to become independent, free thinkers. Be free. Thank you.
Very nice. And thank you, guys. I do believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it. I got to take a quick break. This hour is up. 2 more hours to go of Bible Thumper Thursday. I'll be back in a moment. Hate news, not the fake news. Coming right now. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com. RebuildingTheMan.com/stores and get Punchy's Coffee.
some serious mess going on in the world. The failing New York Slimes, also known as the New York Times, exposes, quote-unquote, Cesar Chavez, abuse allegations. And lawmakers and institutions are distancing themselves. Where is the loyalty? Cesar Chavez was a union guy. He was against illegals. He called them a W word that I guess we're not supposed to say. And they loved him. They have Cesar Chavez Avenue and everything, Cesar Chavez Day and stuff like that, these commies. And now they're turning on him years after he's gone. Crazy mess. The FBI is probing U.S. security official who quit supposedly over the Iran war, according to sources. That's Joe Kent, as you heard earlier. And they had already been investigating him even before he did this resignation thingamajigger. 2 weeks after Trump went into Iran. This is the end of hour one of Bible Thumper Thursday, March 19th, AD 2026. There is one line open. You can call in right now, even during Hake News, Not Fake News, young or old, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP in the coming hours, y'all. It is Hake News, Not Fake News. And nice. Catch Punchy TV, yesterday's Punchy TV. Kind of interesting. P-U-N-C-H-I-E TV. The hearing on Trump's nominee for the Department of Homeland Security went kind of interesting. Far-left AP says it went off the rails. Mark Wayne Mullen is going to be the new DHS secretary if the Senate approves him. And somebody called somebody, don't say this, kids, but freaking snake. And no apologies. The chairman opened up Wednesday's hearing with a provocative dare, say it to my face. Senator Rand Paul, the Republican, or Republicant from Kentucky, has made clear he has little regard for President Donald J. Trump's nominee, his fellow senator, Mark Wayne Mullen, to lead the Department of Homeland Security, fellow Republican Senator Mark Wayne Mullen. Their differences go way back. Mark Wayne called Rand Paul a freaking snake, siding with Rand Paul's neighbor, who left the senator with multiple broken ribs after a surprise attack. This neighbor had tackled the senator years ago under the first Trump administration as he was doing yard work outside of his home. Rand Paul called Mullen a liar with anger management problems. Mark Wayne Mullen was an MMA guy, and he kind of challenged some union thug to a fight. And anyway, that was in a congressional hearing. And I saw a bit of it because that one socialist guy, he got mad at them or something like that. He's like, get a hold of yourself. Anyway, he lacks the temperament to lead the troubled Homeland Security Department, says Rand Paul, that is at the forefront of Trump's mass deportation agenda. And AP says it's a mass deportation agenda. Is AP fake news? Mark Wayne Mullen is a mixed martial arts champion who has led workout sessions in the House gym, took a page from the Trump administration playbook, fight, fight, fight. He was not backing down, according to AP, okay? AP could be fake news. If I have something to say, I'll say it directly to your face, he retorted. Mark Wayne Mullen was grilled for 3 hours about his personal character and public expertise for the job. He is not a policy wonk or steeped in the intricacies of immigration enforcement, FEMA, or other Homeland Security so-called operations, nor is he a known management expert, having taken over the family plumbing business before joining Congress. Oh, well, that's not bad. That's pretty good. What Mark Wayne Mullen brings to the job is a relationship with Trump, and he called the president a friend, and a reputation as affable, as an affable convener of people across the political divide, steadily bouncing his stress ball as he walks through the halls of Congress. And there's that one woman, Joni Ernst, also a fellow Republican, and she said, I couldn't be more disappointed with this nomination because I'll lose my best friend in the Senate. Isn't that sweet, Joni Ernst? For once, a rhino is right about something, maybe. I don't know. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2. ¶¶
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question. A doozy, the biblical question. Have you ever asked yourself whether you are ascending or descending spiritually? Have you ever asked yourself whether you are ascending or descending spiritually? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you're just running around, you just can't sit and watch the show, you would love to, but you can't. You can podcast. You can podcast the show and yet hear it as it is happening while you move about on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or bondjlpcashapp. Bondjlp Cash App. It's Thursday, and we take all calls. And we have a little more time on Thursday with the Bible Thumpers, because Thursdays is and will always be Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Are you ready? Are you ready? I don't feel your faith. Are you ready?
Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Bible Thumper Thursday, 888-77-5373-888-77-JESSE. I've told you once, I've told you twice, and I've told you 100,000 times or more over the last 36 years. That anger is evil. But you want to hold on to it. You think, oh, it's human emotion. That's true, but it's not. Love is not from God. And it doesn't work. And anger destroys every fiber in your body. And it makes you do things and say things and act in ways that you would never ordinarily do it on your own. You're being controlled with emotions, and you can overcome. I want to give you a quick example before I go back to the calls here of what anger, because anger is a spirit in your mind and in body, in your emotions, and anger controls you. You can't, I hear people say, well, yeah, they've been told by so-called professionals who have no clue. Oh, you can control your anger. They're lying to you. You cannot control anger. Anger is a spirit. Our battle is spiritual. How can you control anger? Think about that. That's stupid to think that you can. But you've been told it, so you don't examine for yourself to see if it's true or not. I want to give you, if this story is real, I don't know if this person doing this for clicks or whatever they get, thrills, or if she really means this. But either way, it's insane that she would say or do this on camera. This is from Grok. This post shared a TikTok video by a special educational teacher who urged Iran to assassinate Donald Trump, his wife, and his children. Watch this from X.
Iran, I just want to straight up tell you this. Kill Donald Trump, his wife, and his kids. We ain't a part of it. He started this war with the Congress not even a giving okay. Attack him. Him directly, like, aim for the White House or aim for Mar-a-Lago. Aim for anything that you know Trump about. Trump Towers, fuck it all up. Make him live through the fact that his actions caused his wife and kids to die.
Is that real anger, baby, or is she just acting on the camera?
I'm gonna give this a rating of real in a scary way. Because wow. Just listen to her. She's like, it's plausible that she's thinking, she threw in the Congress thing, right? So she's really trying to think about it, but that's the best she came up with. So I think that's why it's real.
Wow. But isn't it against the law to suggest death for the president?
I'm pretty sure that gets you in a lot of trouble.
And then, why would TikTok? I thought TikTok and the social media were a little careful about the stuff they put up out there.
You know, usually, but this one's got like a level of, like a little level of separation where she's saying, hey, Iran killed him. Like, she's not saying, I want them. Oh. And it almost sounds like she's just talking about war. So it's got this little level. It's not. It should. They would be way tougher if it was like a white person or a Republican or something. You know what I mean?
This is so. But this is what Eva does. If this is real, I don't even know if she. Maybe she's playing. But somebody needs to tell her that in March of 2011, President Obama authorized U.S. military strikes against Libya without prior congressional approval. And she can check that out on Google. So that doesn't even make sense what she's saying, but that's what anger would do to you. That's an example. Elaine, is Elaine a first-timer? Elaine, a first-time caller out of Arkansas. Elaine,
yes.
You are on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Elaine.
You are my favorite person. I listen to you and watch your thing every day of my life. And I just think you're amazing.
That's amazing. Thank you.
Yes, I love all your ideas. And I'm trying to work on myself. I have a question, though.
Okay.
I've been with the person I'm with for 11 years. But we're not married. But we have two kids together. But we have outside children, too. And I heard you say before, that's never going to work. Stuff like a relationship like that.
Right.
So what do you think about that?
And so you, both of you have children by other people?
Yes.
And why have you married in 11 years?
Well, I don't know. We just haven't.
Oh, okay.
We just haven't gotten around to it, basically.
And you want to know what I think about that?
Yes.
Nothing. If that's the way you guys want to live, you have a right to do that.
Right. But do you think it's going to be like something that will work out, or it's just like a doomsday type situation? Like, it's never going to work.
Well, it's not going to work. But most people do, in that fallen state, we all do things for a thrill. And when the thrill is starting to disappear, that's when all the hell going to come out. How is it going so far?
Well, I mean, we have, like, such good times. Like, we are best of friends most of the days. But, like, it's just hell sometimes, honestly. I mean, it just... I don't know. He's just something else. Let me just put it like that.
I'm sorry?
He's just, I don't know. He just can't get on the same page as me is how I'm going to put that.
And so he's not on the same page as you?
But I do love him very much, and I love our family together.
But
so
if
it's hard to, like, leave this relationship alone.
I'm sorry?
I said, so it's hard to leave this relationship alone because I love our family together, and I do love him. I, like, we get along a lot of the time, but it's just, you know.
So sometimes you feel good and sometimes you feel bad. You guys are happy and then you're arguing?
Basically, yes.
Elaine, stay close to your phone.
Okay.
Okay. And so, and what? Why do you say you love him?
Well, I just love parenting with him and just certain things we do, you know, hanging out, just. You know, we have a lot of history together and have a lot of memories together.
And why do you say you love him?
I mean, I guess because, I mean, I don't know how to answer that. I just love him. This is just an important person to me.
And does he love you?
I don't know. I don't think so sometimes. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
So he doesn't love you, but you love him?
Basically, I think so.
And why do you think you love him?
Because I've been with him this long and I don't know, I just like, you know, like the person he is. I just care about him a lot.
But and if you loved him, how is it that he can make you angry and make you feel good and make you angry and make you feel good if you love him?
Right, exactly.
No, that was a question.
I know. Okay. I don't know. I don't understand why I let that happen, actually. That's what I'm trying to figure out and work out.
If you loved him, is that possible that he can make you feel happy and mad and sad if you loved him?
Yes. I think so. I don't know.
What is love?
What? I don't know. Honestly, I just feel like love is caring about somebody, about their well-being, and just making sure that, you know, they're safe and nothing happens to them and you protect them.
That's not love at all. That's mama.
That's mama?
Uh-huh. Okay. That's not love at all. Let me ask. You said he doesn't love you. Why are you with someone that you know don't love you?
Well, he says he loves me, but I just question that because he does sneaky stuff behind my back that I find out about.
He does sneaky things?
Yes.
And how did you find out?
I snooped through his phone and more stuff like that.
And if you love him, why would you do that instead of taking his word?
Exactly. It's
no,
not right.
That was a question.
Well, I'm sorry. Yes, I don't think that should be okay. Like, that's why I'm trying to work this out.
But if you love him, why do you do it?
Because I'm an idiot, I guess. I don't know. Not smart.
You don't know why you do the things that you do?
Right, exactly. Yeah. It's a mess.
So let's say... You went on his phone, you found out information. What made you stay?
Well, because I just love our family together. And my kids, they love their dad so much. They don't want us separate. They love us together. They, you know, would be so upset if we weren't together.
How old are the kids with him?
11 and 9.
And how old are the other kids you have?
We have a 17-year-old, and then which is my daughter, and then he has a 22-year-old and a 23-year-old.
Both of y'all been married before?
Yes.
Oh, I see. I want you to know you have no love. You only have hate.
Okay.
And you're called...
How can I get love?
You got to forgive your mother. Have you done that?
Yes.
You went to her?
Yes.
And what'd you say?
I just said, Mom, the things that you've done in my life that have, you know, made it difficult in my life and things that hurt, I forgive you and I love you.
But you don't love her. You lied.
Okay.
You keep calling hate love. And what did she say when you told her that?
She was like, okay, I love you too. That's all. She didn't really get into it much.
Right. Why did you say you love her? You don't love her because if you loved her, you would not have been hating her.
Okay. So how do I, find this love and get the hell out of me?
Okay. That's a good question. Here's what you do. Now that you see that you have it and you want to overcome, you're on your way.
Yeah.
All right? Because the spirit of truth recognizes anyone who can admit that they are wrong, that they have hell in them. It's in them.
Yeah.
And that's the beginning. So all you got to do now, have you forgiven your father too?
Yeah.
You went to him?
I haven't went to him, but I plan to when I go down to Tampa this upcoming.
When you go to Florida, you say?
Yeah, I'm from Tampa, Florida.
Oh, I see. Are you able to FaceTime with your father?
I am, but he is, he's just not in the right state of mind at the moment. He's been doing the most, like, not the stuff he shouldn't be doing.
Okay.
It just needs to be a face-to-face thing, I believe.
Okay. So here's what you do now. Have you heard me say do the silent prayer so you can be present?
Yes.
Are you doing that?
I have started doing that, but I haven't been consistent on it. So I need to work on that part.
And why haven't you been consistent?
Because I got hell in me and I just don't stay consistent with things.
And how will the hell be taken out of you if you don't stay present with the truth so the light can destroy the hell? How will he help you if you don't stay with him?
He won't. So that's what I need to do, be consistent with this silent prayer.
Yeah. You be consistent with the silent
prayer. How many times a day?
I'm sorry?
How many times a day do you recommend?
I recommend you do it first thing in the morning when you wake up, and make sure you do it at night. But during the day, practice keeping your mind with your body. Don't let your thought wander off somewhere. You bring them back to your body and be aware of where you are and what you're doing. And when you're doing that, you are one with the spirit of truth. And the truth will make you free.
Okay. I got you.
And then don't ever again, I recommend, do what you want, but I recommend, never blame anyone, your boyfriend, or anyone for the way you feel. Don't even blame you. Just be aware of those thoughts and feelings and do nothing about them. Don't fight with them. Don't call them you. Just be aware. Go about your day being aware of those thoughts trying to control you. And I promise you, they will be taken away from you.
Okay, good.
Don't fight with anyone. Don't fight with the thoughts in your mind and emotion. And don't fight with your boyfriend or anyone about anything.
Okay. Good advice. I will take that advice.
Yeah, lay your weapon down.
So, I will do that. And that's what I've been having a problem with these last few days, especially because just I've seen some things again and it just, like, got me upset. So I've been, trying to argue with my boyfriend about it. And he's uninterested, totally. He's not trying to hear that shit at all. He's not. But I need to do what he does.
Yeah.
Not care.
Right. because you don't really care. It's just all ego, and you love the thrill. Okay. You love the thrill of being angry. You love the thrill of feeling good. You love the thrill of going on his phone and finding stuff that would bring on more anger, more reaction. You love the thrill, but you don't know that the thrills are evil.
Right. Okay. Got you. Can I be forgiven for these things?
You're already forgiven. When you admitted that you were wrong, in that very moment, you were already forgiven anyway, but you're already forgiven.
Awesome. Also,
God
has my
God is not holding anything against you at all, because he knows you, the real Elaine, has never done anything wrong. It's something working through you that causes you to think and do what you do. It's not you. You just don't know it's not you. He does. So all of your sins have been forgiven.
That is good news. Very good news to hear that.
So stop.
Oh, that took a load off my shoulders.
Yeah. God is not judging you at all. He loves you. He has made you free.
Awesome.
Did you know you're not a sinner?
Well, I didn't know that. I know I've sinned before. So, but I do feel like I ask for forgiveness, and I do feel like God is a forgiving God. So I try to go with that.
But the only sin that you've ever done before was to play God by being angry and judging yourself and other people. And when you stop playing God, then you're free of anger. You're a free person.
Awesome.
God has forgiven your sin. You're not a sinner.
Okay, good.
So stop calling yourself that.
Okay, I will.
Who are you?
I'm sorry?
Who are you?
Who am I?
No, who are you?
Oh. I am God's child.
Is that it?
Yeah, pretty much.
So you told me who you belong to, but who are you?
I am Elaine, and I'm an awesome person, and I am not a sinner.
You're Elaine, and you're an awful person, but you're not a sinner?
Awesome, awesome.
Oh, what's awesome about you?
Everything.
Like what?
Like, I'm just a very laid-back person. I'm so kind. I'm loving. I'm just a very good person to be around and to,
But you're none of those things. Your husband can't stand you.
Right? Okay. Good point. Okay. Thank you for bringing that to my attention.
And
okay,
you can't stand him.
You're right about that.
So why do you call yourself a good person then? And an awesome person.
I don't know. I need to work on. Well, I want to work on this and be a good person. And I believe that I have it in me for sure.
You're going to never be a good. Elaine, let me say this. I got to run, but you're never going to be a good person. And you're neither bad nor good. Right now, you're of evil because you're not. Well, you have forgiven now, but. And when you forgive, then the Spirit of God would take over you, and you would be of God's good, not your own.
Got you. Okay.
And so you didn't tell me who you were, though. You told me you belong to God. You're such an awesome person. Your name is Elaine, but you never told me who you are. Who are you?
Well, I don't know what you mean by that. Like, what would be a good answer for that?
For you?
Like, in what context?
Who are you? Who is it? Who are you, Elaine? So you're because
I'm a mom. I'm a hardworking person. I work hard at my job.
So you're still telling me what you have and what you do.
Well, okay. Well, can you help me out with this one? Because that's what I'm saying. The hell has overcome me.
Yeah.
And I need help.
Yeah, and you're going to be fine now. Let me tell you this, and then once you do this, you will remember who you are, all right? You're not your name. You're not your thoughts. You're not your emotions, good or bad. You're not your mother. You're not a mother. That's what you have, but it's not who you are. You're not a wife or a girlfriend. You're not your job. You're not an awesome person. So stop calling yourself anything, and then you will come to know who you are.
Okay.
So stop calling yourself anything. Don't identify with anything or anyone.
Okay. All right. When I figure this out, can I call you back and talk to you some more?
You can call me anytime you want.
I really love talking to you. You're amazing, for real. Like, I'm so happy I got to talk to you today.
Okay. And you stay with it, all right? Do the
silent
prayer.
I'm going to stay with it.
Do the silent prayer. And practice keeping your mind, be aware of where you are and what you're doing at all times. Without effort, just simply be aware of that. And I promise you, you'll be fine. You have an amazing life.
Okay. Awesome. And so basically, one more question.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do all these things and work on all these things. But as far as the person I'm with, is this person going to like prevent me from being able to handle all this if I'm staying with him? Or just, like, don't even worry about that. I don't know what to do about this.
That's a good question. Don't worry about it. Have a wait and see. And if you just, if you practice being present, and since you don't know whether to stay or leave, just have a wait and see, and you will see what to do. It'll be clear, and it'll be amazing.
Okay. All right, awesome. And just don't argue with nobody.
No. Don't even argue with him. You can speak up, or you can discuss if you want, but don't argue. Don't be mad, because he is not to blame for the way you are. You were screwed up when he met you, and he was screwed up when you met him. And two devils got together, not a fight.
Yes, that's accurate. Very accurate.
Yeah. So don't blame him for the way you are.
Okay, I sure will not do that.
All right.
I'm going to work on things, and I'm going to hit you back.
Let me know how it goes. Call me whenever you want.
You're so awesome. Thank you so much, Jesse. You are amazing, okay?
Amazing. Stay with it.
Yes, amazing. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a great day, okay?
You too. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Jason, our first-time call out of Florida. Jason, you are on the air.
How are you doing, Jason?
All is well, Jason.
Oh, that's great. I have a question for you.
Okay. You're not on a speaker or anything, all right?
No, sir.
Okay.
No, sir. I'm on just phone.
Okay. Speak right into it. Go ahead.
Okay. I have a Down syndrome niece. And he has slight autism as well. This has just come about in my memory, you know, thinking about this. It's not happening. But let's say if she got raped, would abortion be a factor or not? I personally don't believe in abortion.
But why are you thinking about something like that and it has not happened?
Because she's in a class, a special needs class, and she's infatuated with this guy that's in her class.
That's not a reason to think about abortion. Why don't you wait and see? And then when things happen, you see in the very moment how to deal with it. But if you think about it ahead, before it even happens, and God forbid it should happen, you're going to deal with it in the wrong way. Why not just don't let Eva tell you, oh, she's in a class, she's Down syndrome, and this could happen. Don't do that. It's setting you up for a failure.
Right.
Where are you getting? So can you hold for me, Jason?
Yes, sir.
Hold on.
Yes, sir.
Let me take a quick break. I'll be right back. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autograph copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Welcome back, 888-77-JESSE. Listen, we got to buy some new equipment to update the old equipment. Y'all know how that works. They make it so that nothing lasts that long in the computer world, YouTube world, and all that. So what I'm asking you to do, to go to JesseLeePeterson.com, can I get it? Yeah, thank you. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate, rebuildingtheman.com/donate, or send a check or money order to Bond. Make it out to Bond and send it to Bond, P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. That's P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. And to make it easier, you can make a donation to Bond by calling 800-411-2663, 800-411-2663, or you can hit the QR code, and you can scan the QR code to make a donation to Bond, my nonprofit, or you could go to rebuildingtheman.com. We need to buy new computer stuff and mics and everything. So help us out as we're helping you. And I do appreciate it. Rebuildingtheman.com/donate. And also check out all the merch. We have amazing merch. Punchy's Coffee. Punchy's Coffee. It is so good. And we have mugs and t-shirts, and my books are amazing. And every dime you spend goes back into buying equipment and doing everything else. So we need your help. Get the merch. The amazing merch. And the books are amazing. If you want me to sign the books, and I will, indicate who you want me to sign it to, whether you or another friend or anybody. Go to Rebuilding the Man. Go to JesseLeePeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop. And I appreciate it, folks. I appreciate your support. Let me go quickly back to Jason out of Florida there, first-time caller. So, Jason, you have a niece with Down syndrome. She's in school, and you want to know what you should do if she got pregnant. Should you have an abortion? You should not do what you want, Jason, but you shouldn't be thinking about those kind of things at all. Where are you getting those thoughts from?
It was just a random thought through conversations, and somebody asked the question, should abortion be allowed with special needs kids? And I'm like, well, I'm not really sure about that, but.
Yeah.
I personally don't believe in abortion.
That's why you have a wait and see. Are you raising your niece or something?
No, sir. I'm real tight with my family.
Oh, I see. But I highly recommend, Jason. You already know that personally you're not in support of abortion. So you could say, you know what, personally I'm not for it, but that's up to the individual what they want to do. And and so I highly recommend you have a way to see about anything that's not happening now. And I promise you, you will deal with it in a perfect way.
Thank you. Yes, sir. That's amazing.
Amazing. And don't let anyone make you live in the future, which doesn't exist anyway. You live in right now. You already know how you feel about things. So just be you and let them be themselves.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. I wish you well, Jason.
Super, super.
Thank you, buddy.
Have a good day.
All right. 888-775-3773. Jennifer is a first-time caller out of California. Jennifer, you are on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to talk to you, just kind of get your opinion about a church I've been going to.
Okay.
I've been going for a while. And they have a prayer line that I get on.
Oh, I didn't know.
And well, just recently when I was on there,
you're not on the speakerphone or anything, right?
I am.
Oh no, Jennifer, get off the
get
speaker.
Off?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm off.
Yeah, don't ever be on the radio on the speakerphone or Bluetooth.
Sorry.
Okay, go ahead. So they have this prayer line at church.
Yes, and just recently they were saying that you're not allowed to listen to any other teacher, any other preacher, and if you do, you're not allowed to get on their prayer line anymore. I found that kind of concerning, because why would they want you to not hear anybody else? And like, I have a family member that goes, you know, is part of it, and she says we're not allowed to listen to any other doctrine because all the other doctrines are wrong, and everybody calls this man father, and
they call
you're told
preacher
that
father?
Have... Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I forgot what else I was going to say, but that's mainly.
And so your question is what?
Like, I don't know if I should continue being a part of that. It just feels controlling, and
Do you want to be a part of it?
Yeah, I do.
Why?
But I don't want to be led down the wrong path, you know? And
why would you call anybody father other than your real daddy?
That's what I'm saying.
No, that was a question. Why would you do that?
Why would you?
Why would you
I
do
wouldn't.
That? Right, so you don't agree with that. Anyone that is not pointing you back to the teacher within, then that's a false teacher, because you already have a teacher in you. And Christ said, let no one teach you, but I will send you the Holy Spirit, which is already there, and he will teach you all things. So you already have a teacher. And if this person is not trying to point you back to what you already have, it's a false teacher anyway.
That's what I was thinking. Okay.
And then, what is a prayer line?
They get on in the middle of the night and people pray. They take turns praying.
Praying for what?
And just, I guess, do an intercessory prayer for whoever. And then they have like a teaching and then a discussion after.
But how do they know what to pray for? We know nothing. We don't know what we want. We don't know what to pray for. How do these people on this prayer line know what to pray for?
I don't know.
So why would you listen to that?
I don't know.
What a mess, Jennifer.
I think the reason I have a soft spot for this guy is because God used him, I think, to deliver me from homosexuality. And so I've just kind of had a soft spot for this man ever since.
Well, you don't resent him and appreciate that, but that doesn't mean you got to call him daddy.
Right. Well, I don't.
Which denomination are you?
I don't even call my own dad father. I'm not. I don't.
Which denomination is this church?
You know, they aren't a denomination. They are pretty much anti-Christian.
What do you mean by that?
They believe that the Christians are, their doctrine is leading to hell, and that God doesn't call us to be Christians. He calls us to have a relationship with Jesus.
So speak up a little bit.
I said he doesn't. He said they. I don't know what you heard last, but
you said that they are anti-Christian or something.
Mm-hmm.
And what's anti-Christian?
They believe that the Christian doctrine is leading people to hell.
And so they want you to do what?
Basically, live perfect, or you won't make it to heaven.
And what is living perfect?
I guess never sinning.
And what is sin?
Sin is disobeying God.
What does that mean, to disobey God?
Like, obviously the Ten Commandments.
But God has never called that a sin. Why do they call it a sin?
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh.
And like, if God tells you to do something and you don't listen, that you're sinning.
Where do they get that from? God doesn't call that a sin either.
I don't know.
There's not but one quote-unquote sin, if you must use that word, is that anyone who has anger is separated from God. Anyone that has anger is separated. And you, as Satan, are one. But when you overcome anger, and you and God become one again. But that's the only problem, that we're separated from him. And all we have to do is realize that I am separated because I'm playing God. I'm judging myself and others. I have this anger. I'm wrong. And as soon as you admit that and forgive, then you and God become one again. All of your sins have already been forgiven. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did, actually.
You have no sins except unforgiveness by judging.
So when they say you've got to be perfect, that's just
perfect. Be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. That's what that means. And the way you be perfect is when you stop judging, when you have no opinions, when you realize you don't know what you want, you don't know what you need, and when you just be still and allow the Spirit of Truth to lead you, you and God are one.
Okay.
Have you forgiven your mother?
Yeah, actually, it took me a while, but yes, I did.
You went to her?
She came to me, actually, and apologized to me for a lot of the things that she did to me.
And you forgave her?
And I forgave her that second.
Right on. And did you forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother?
I never really felt like no, because I guess I never really felt like I needed to or had anything.
I understand that. because most human beings, men and women, do not resent their fathers. They love their father, yearn for the father. They only resent the mother. All human beings resent their mothers. And you must forgive her. Her mother screwed her up, and she screwed you up. But when you forgive her, God forgive you, and you're fine. And so you want to know if you should stay at this church or not?
Yeah, because I just, you know, I've heard about false teachers, you know, and I just.
Do you know that after, you, do you realize you have a teacher within?
Yeah.
And do you know God said, let no one teach you, but the Holy Spirit will teach you all things?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. He said, let no one teach you. And so if somebody's trying to teach you the Bible and someone's trying to teach you about anything, don't resent them, but let that pass, and you find a teacher within yourself.
And how do I do that?
By looking within. Here's what you do. I want. Are you familiar with being still and knowing God?
That's my favorite verse of the Bible.
Okay, nice. Well, I wanted to have you. Do you know about the silent prayer? My silent prayer.
No.
Go to rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. Rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer.
Okay.
And I want you to start doing that so that you can just calm down and become aware of who you're not. You're not your thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. You're not your past. You're not your future. You're not your emotions. You're not your job or anything. When you see who you're not, you shall know who you are.
That's deep. I'll look that up today. Thank you.
Yeah. Just practice being still by doing the silent prayer and allowing the truth to catch up with you, and the truth will make you free. I promise you that.
Okay.
And so as far as going to this church, it's totally up to you. Only you should decide if you want to go or not. No one else but you.
Okay.
And because you say he frees you from homosexuality, that doesn't mean you got to keep going to the church just because he did that.
That's true.
And he should not expect you to do that because he should know that it wasn't him that did that. It was the Spirit of the Father that caused that to happen. So he can't take credit for that at all. Are you familiar with Abba Fellowship?
No.
Go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. And podcast that. You're going to hear some amazing stuff.
Okay, I'll look it up.
Rebuildingtheman.com/church. And I want you to know, Jennifer, everything that you're looking for is already inside of you. It's not on the outside at all. It's in you.
Wow.
You got to start living from within and not without.
That's probably my problem.
It is, 100%. You're living from without instead of from within, and you're never going to find, and I promise you this, you're never going to find what you're looking for until you start living from within.
I'm glad I called.
And I want to encourage you to work on yourself from within. And you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, and just become a watcher of those thoughts and do not call them you, and you're going to have a perfect, peaceful life while you live.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Any other question?
No, that's it.
And was this helpful for you?
Yes, it was. Thank you.
Keep it simple. And stay with it, and you're going to have a perfect life. You'll be fine.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Let me know how it goes, all right?
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Bye. Bye now. 888-775-3773. I hit the wrong button. From Norway. Who was that on Norway?
Maybe William.
William, mm-hmm. Call me back. I accidentally hit the wrong button.
I saw you jump. I was like, did he get shocked?
No, I hit the wrong button. Let me go to Maya out of New Jersey. Maya, you are on the air. Hey, Maya? Maya.
Yes.
Hello?
Hey, how are you?
All is well. Maya, speak right into your phone.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for getting me.
All is well.
I'm coming to you this morning. I have a couple of questions. They are to do with marriage and family life. I have a wonderful husband who's extremely dear to me. He gave me two beautiful kids. One baby is 6 months old, and my other son is 3 years old. So what I wanted to ask you was, how do I reconnect with my husband? I have been, and also with that, how do I get less tired from the children? So I noticed that after my day is gone, and I don't have energy. So I'm wondering, where do I get more energy from? And I wanted to reconnect with my husband because I feel getting angry at him for pretty much, I mean, he's not really doing that much wrong. You know, he's going to work all day. Then he comes home and he has his workouts and he, you know, has dinner. And then he tries to play with the kids as much as he can. But at that point, it's pretty late. And then I start doing bedtime for like 2 hours, because the kids are small. It takes a while. Everything takes a while. And I just wanted to see what you think about that. And how do I connect with him? How do I become more feminine towards him? How do I take care of myself better? How do I manage my time better?
Are you a first-time caller?
No, second.
Oh, okay. If you have this wonderful an amazing husband, how are you able to get become angry at him at all?
Because sometimes, like, after a bad night with the children, like, I'm up from 1 a.m. to 4 a.m., for example, a good amount of the time right now, because the little one is teething, okay? And so, like, he will get up, and he'll be like, oh, God, it was so loud last night. And I'm like, are you joking? I haven't slept all night. What are you talking about? You know? And it's this constant, it's like, I feel like it's like a battle. Like, who's winning at being more miserable? Who's winning at being more tired? And I want to cut that out. I want to be able to come to a place where it's like, well, we're both tired because we both have difficult jobs right now, and we want to hold each other up and support each other.
All right. Let me take a quick break, Maya. Don't hang up, all right?
Okay.
Let me take a break. One more hour to go. The hate news is coming right now. I'll be back in a moment.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that, because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering, because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
Sports.
It's a major mess going on in this here old world. Iran confirms an intelligence minister, Khatib, was killed in a third high-profile assassination this week. Is that those Israelis? Is that Mossad-type stuff? Crazy. And researchers exposed this thing called Dark Sword. Dark Sword, it can exploit an iPhone chain, something like that. An iPhone exploit chain that is targeting millions of devices. Researchers at Google and iVerify and Lookout disclosed that Dark Sword, all one word, maybe with a capital S in the middle of the word, was planted on dozens of Ukrainian websites capable of instantly hacking an iPhone. iPhones, I thought they were unhackable, marked the second spyware discovery this month. Interesting. Running iOS versions 18.4, 18.6.2, released by Apple between March and August 2025, with an estimated 220 million to 270 million iPhones still exposed. Watch out for those Ukrainian websites. I don't know how you would know. Crazy, huh? And so they steal passwords, messages, photos, browser history, calendar, notes, health data, cryptocurrency from wallet apps. Wow. Using fileless techniques with dwell time measured in minutes. Huh. iPhone blocked the identified malicious domains in Apple's safe browsing, and Apple spokesman said that targeted out-of-date software. Well, interested. And also, there's this Antarctic ice cores that show that ocean heat, not CO2, drove ancient climate shifts. You know how they had climate change even before human beings were around, according to them, if you believe that stuff, which I don't know, I don't care. Nice. Interesting. It's the ocean water that warmed up and changed the climate. And also Trump is warning that the U.S. will blow up the South Pars gas field in Iran if Iran strikes against Qatar's energy continue, because he stated, let me just read the post on Truth Social. It's actually a pretty good post, I think. This is hate news, not fake news. It's the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. There's one line open. Hang tight, callers, Maya and the rest. And call back William in Norway. Anyway, after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, the Hake Report, and then American Anchor Baby, catch Punchy TV yesterday and tonight, Women's Forum. But our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, posted on Truth Social, Israel, out of anger for what has taken place in the Middle East, is violently lashed out at a major facility. This is what I believe Zenny called onto the Punchy TV yesterday, or somebody, P-U-N-C-H-I-E TV. Major facility known as South Pars, P-A-R-S, gas field in Iran, stated Trump. A relatively small section of the hole has been hit. The United States knew nothing about this particular attack by Israel, and the country of Qatar was in no way, shape, or form involved with it. Nor did it have any idea that it was going to happen. Unfortunately, Iran did not know this or any of the pertinent facts pertaining to the South Pars attack and unjustifiably and unfairly attacked a portion of Qatar's LNG gas facility. No more attacks will be made by Israel pertaining to this extremely important and valuable South Pars field unless Iran unwisely attacks a very innocent, in this case, Qatar, in which instance the United States of America, with or without the help or consent of Israel, will massively blow up the entirety of the South Pars gas field at an amount of strength and power that Iran has never seen or witnessed before, said Trump. I do not want to authorize this level of violence and destruction, stated Trump, because of the long-term implications that it will have on the future of Iran. But if Qatar's LNG is again attacked, I will not hesitate to do so. Thank you for your attention to this matter, President Donald J. Trump. Isn't that awesome? Isn't it nice that our greatest president is the president during these times? Yes, it is. Come at me, bros. This is I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, have you ever asked yourself whether you are ascending or descending spiritually? Have you ever asked yourself whether you are ascending or descending spiritually? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about doing whatever it is you're doing, you got to run around. You can podcast the show and yet listen on your phone while you're doing what you're doing as it is happening by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/GOP talk, buymeacoffee.com/GOP talk, or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday, and every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
And I got news for you. We're getting closer to his return. And the closer we get to him, the faster things are going to happen. The faster the healings, the faster the deliverance, the faster.
Amazing. Bible Thumper Thursday. I want to go back to Meyer out of New Jersey. She's raising a couple of young kids. She want to know, how do I not be angry at my husband and all that stuff? Meyer.
Jesse.
Hey, Meyer.
Yeah, hey, Jesse.
Hey, do you work?
No, not now.
You stay home. So here's, you're not going to have the right type of energy until you completely drop the anger. The anger is evil, and it's destroying your energy and giving you a false sense of energy, and it's destroying the children. You got to drop your anger.
Okay. Yeah.
Have you heard me say you got to go and forgive your mother?
I have, yeah.
Have you done that?
Not really. She's dead now. She's dead. She's passed away.
But have you forgiven her?
No, actually not really. You know why? Because I feel like she should have known better. And I feel like she should have done better. You know, because now I'm a mother and I put so much time and work and love and everything into raising my boys. But I just feel like she really failed. And I don't know exactly how to forgive an adult for being so terrible and dumb in general, you know? I just don't know how to, you know what I mean? I feel like she should have done so much better than she did. And I refuse to believe that that was her best. But then again, I don't know because I, you know, you can't get into someone's head. Right. So I have no idea. Yeah.
So let me ask.
I don't know.
Right now you resent your husband. Is that dumb?
Yes, that's very, very dumb because we're on the same team.
And should you know better than resent your husband?
Yes.
Then why do you do it then? Why do you do it?
I think it's an emotional thing.
So why do you do it, though? Wait, stay with me. Why do you do it and you should know better than to do that?
Well, I guess because sometimes it's difficult for me to control my emotions, maybe. That's why.
And you are impatient with the children at time, right?
I do my best. I'm usually very, very patient.
Are you impatient with the children at times?
Rarely, but sometimes, rarely.
Are
very,
you impatient with the children at times?
Sure.
Shouldn't you know better? That's dumb. Why would a grown mother be impatient with little children?
Right. I guess I see what you're saying.
No, that was a question.
Oh.
That's dumb. How is it that a grown mother, a grown woman, a mother, is impatient with little children? Isn't that dumb?
I guess because it's emotional and it's hard for me to control my emotions sometimes.
And shouldn't you know better, though, as a grown person?
Yes, I definitely should.
And so why don't you do it then if you know better?
Well, I do. I do almost all the time.
But not,
I do have my moments.
But those moments that you are impatient with them, you're destroying them. And that's why they're feeling agitated and can't sleep and angry, because your evil spirit is recreating and destroying their innocence and recreating them in your image.
Okay.
That's the same thing you did to your mother. I mean, that your mother done to you. And just like you can't help yourself, you've done an adult stuff that seemed like you should know better, but you don't. Something else is controlling you. And the same thing would happen with your mother. Your mother did the best she could. If she could have done better, she would have. If she had love, she would have given love. And you're doing to your family exactly what your mother done to you. You became like your mother. And you would want to be forgiven for something you couldn't help, just as your mother would want you to forgive her. She couldn't help it. Her mother did it to her.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
That's a better way of looking at it. Mm-hmm.
It's not a better way. It's a right way of looking at it.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you for that.
And
you know.
And that makes sense to you?
It makes sense.
In what way?
It makes sense. Well, she, like you said, that she could have done better if she had love to give, and which is very true, because my mom was a very unhappy person, and she had a bad relationship with my grandma. She did.
Yeah.
I mean, they talked, and they were, you know, they were okay, but was it the greatest relationship ever? No.
No.
And she was an angry person, my mom. She was very...
You see how angry you are?
Am I? Don't know.
You're just like your mama.
I can't tell sometimes. You know? I can't tell sometimes. I try to do my best and everything. So what would you suggest?
That you, you forgive your mother so God can take away the spirit of hate. You only have hate right now. You don't have any love. And your kids are going to end up resenting you, and your husband's going to resent you if he already doesn't, because he doesn't know how to deal with the hell in you. He go to work, he's doing what he's supposed to be doing, and you still get mad.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And when you run you're going to blame him.
No, I'm trying not to do that. I don't want to do that. I want to change.
Then
you got
to overcome the evil that's in you. You have no love, zero.
Okay. So the first step is to forgive my mom.
Yeah, I realize that just like you are screwing up your children because you have the same evil that your mother had. It's no different than what you had. You resented her. You had a bad relationship with her as she had with her mother. that her mother had with her mother, and now you're destroying your own family, and you have no energy because anyone that has anger lack real, true energy. Because it's a blessing from God to be married and are able to stay home and watch over the man's children, and he should be able to come home and do hang out with the kids for a minute, go to bed, and sleep like a baby. And you should have the same energy to watch over the kids if you have to get up at night and give some milk or something, and not feeling tired and angry or frustrated. Or it's an honor to be a mother, but you are angry, so you're not enjoying the perfect peace of being a mother.
Okay.
Because you have no love. You have no peace inside.
Is there anything else that'll help, like, other than forgiving her?
Yes.
And how do I actively, you know, how do I actively forgive? I understand what you mean. And I understand what you mean. Is there anything else that I could do?
Yeah. So do the silent prayer. You know about the silent prayer?
So actually, on that note, I've never prayed in my life. I don't know what that is. I'm Jewish, and I don't know. I never prayed in my religion either. So I don't know how to,
beautiful.
You know what I mean? I don't know.
Do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/pray. I mean, Seth, rebuildingtheman.com/, I think it's silent prayer. I'm not sure. Yeah. What is it, James? Oh, rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. Go there and start. It tells you how to do it. You need to be still so you can calm down and stop believing the lies of your thoughts and imagination. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. And you're one with thoughts, and they're destroying you. You're not your thoughts. And you need to be aware of them, but don't call them you, so the spirit of truth can take them away from you.
Okay, Jesse, you know what? I think I'll try it, okay? I've never done this before, but I think I'll give it a shot. I'll look it up tonight, and I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, if you do it and you realize that your mother cannot help herself just as you can't help yourself, something else is driving you, and you're overcoming when you realize it's not you.
Okay. Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate that. I do. Can I ask you one more question?
Yes.
Maybe it's a quick one. I hope it's. I'm not taking up too much time. But what does a man need to be happy?
He need peace in his life.
Okay.
He need a wife that's not bugging, if he's married, that's not mm-hmm. bugging him and carrying on, especially when he's working and providing and doing that. Mm-hmm. But he too mm-hmm. need to overcome his mother so he can overcome anger, because he. All men marry their mothers, and they become the boy, and the woman become the mother, and the cycle repeats itself generation after generation. He, too, have to overcome anger, because if he doesn't, the mother spirit in you will destroy him, because he married to his mother. So he needs to overcome the anger as well. His love should be coming from above and not from a woman or anyone. And your love, the woman's love, should be coming from above and not from a man or anyone else. If you already have love, which comes from God, you don't need love from anyone else, because human beings don't have love. Human beings only have hate.
Okay.
And stop blaming him for your problems. You were already screwed up when he met you, and he was already screwed up when you met him. And two devils got together, now they fight. He's not to blame for the way you feel at all.
Right, of course not, yeah. Of course not, yeah.
You relax. Be mm-hmm. grateful that you have a husband who is taking yeah. care of you and the family, providing a place for you to sleep, food on your table. And you relax and work on you and take your eyes off of him.
Okay.
And I promise you, if you should do this, you're going to love without being a problem, you would love being a wife and a mother. It's going to blow your mind. It's going to be easy, and you won't have to try to make anything happen. It will happen naturally. You'll be able, and your kids will be able to go to bed at night and sleep like babies and get up the next morning fresh and ready to take on the day. But in all that anger that you have, you're not feeling that way. Anger right. is evil.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just, it's amazing how much my spirit and my energy affects my house.
Yeah, because it's all evil. It's the raw energy. It's coming from death and not from life. But you drop that anger by forgiving your mother. Don't judge you or anyone else again. You're going to have energy that's through the roof, and it's all life energy that comes directly from the spirit of truth. Right now, your energy is coming from darkness, the spirit of evil.
All right, Jesse. Thank you so much.
Let me know how it goes. Do the silent prayer. Let me know how it goes.
I'll take a look at it tonight.
All right.
Thank you, Jesse.
All right.
I'll call you back.
All right. I wish you well, Maya.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye now.
Bye.
888-7753-773. Let me go to Samantha out of Harlem, New York. I mean, not Harlem, but, oh, yeah. Is this Harlem, dear?
Oh, Harlem.
Okay, Samantha, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse, with Samantha from Holland. Not Harlem, but Holland.
Oh, Holland.
Holland, yes. We are not that gangster.
Right on.
Jesse, this is the third time I call you. I'm not going to ask you to remember.
Thank you.
Yeah, I want to thank you, and then I want to answer the biblical question.
Okay.
A few years ago, I had a council session with you. I'm one of that's the way you call it, hermaphrodites. You've spoken to.
Oh yeah.
Hermaphrodites. And Jesse, I want to thank you.
Oh, you're from Holland.
Holland, yes, the Netherlands, yes.
Right. Oh, I thought they meant that. He wrote it the wrong way. Oh, he spelled it wrong. Amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. I want to thank you for pulling me into the light. Before I forgave my parents, I was really walking in darkness, having thoughts that whether I'm a man or a woman, and you know, I had a major, major, major identity crisis. And now, the more I see and letting go of the identity crisis, the more I see everybody has identity crisis.
Yes,
you know, yeah. It's unbelievable. The problems I thought I had because I'm born in a certain body, believing those thoughts, I thought my problems was because of that. But it wasn't because of that. It was because I was having anger.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I don't say that I'm, you know, I was really, I'm still messed up, but at least I see I am messed up now. You know?
Yes, and, absolutely.
And yeah, and yeah. So yeah, thank you, man. Really, thank you.
Thank you,
Daddy.
That's right. Are you you're a hermaphrodite for real, right?
Yes.
You are. I totally remember you. I think of you sometimes.
Yes. Oh wow.
I'm glad to hear from you.
So you remember me?
I do, now that you said it. I do remember counseling with you, and I remember your whole story now and how difficult that was for you to be a hermaphrodite, yes, and your mother, the way she treated you. You sound better right now. You sound amazing.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Yeah, I'm doing the silent prayer. It's tough sometimes. Devils sometimes really want to stop me doing that, but
yes,
I do it. And you know, you have those days, you really, you feel, you see the darkness, But, you know, you have to stay with it, be impressive, and, you know, there's something, a force behind it. You go through it, you know?
Absolutely.
And when you go through it, then you have more energy, natural energy. You see more things clear because I'm taking these medications, these hormones. They gave me the same hormones they give to transgender people, you know, when I was 11.
Yeah.
So physically, I'm really messed up. Because of the anger, I thought it is because of that. But now the spiritual energy is taking over. I'm able to handle the physical disadvantages I have.
Right on.
So how
does your mother feel about trying to make you be something that you were not? Do you ever talk to her about that now?
No. Then I think you have somebody else in mind, because my mother, she as a child, she really accepted me the way I was. I was really like boyish, you know.
Yes.
You're right. Later in life, then she really like she was the fact I was born like that, and I was starting to coming out of it, because I discovered it when I was 25. You know, that's really crazy, because as a 25-year-old adult, you know, you are raised up as a woman, and then a medical doctor says to you like, yeah, but genetically you are a male. That's really crazy. So because I had shame, I didn't talk about it till I was 30. And after my 30, I was started coming out. And my mother, she has more shame about it than me. So, she didn't accept the fact that I was talking about it, because she had shame to the environment. And, that's all past, you know. For me, it doesn't have any, the whole story doesn't play a part in my life anymore.
Right.
Not
on.
Anymore.
Well,
it's in the past.
You are living proof that there's nothing in life that's happening to you that you cannot overcome. If you just realize it's the anger that's keeping you lost and hurt and afraid and jealous and envy and strife and resentful. And anger is evil. And if you overcome that evil, you would know God and you would have an amazing life.
Because you, when you're angry, you are always blaming something outside of you.
Yes.
Because you're messed up from the inside. And in my story, I had a really, like, how do I say in English? It's a long time I spoke in English. But in my case, I was really thinking like, but my anger is the real deal, because look what they have done to me, you know?
Yeah. Every angry person thinks their anger is the real deal.
That's
the problem.
And that's why, everybody is crazy, really. You know, I'm seeing it right now. I don't say like I am totally, because I still do crazy stuff.
Right.
But I just see it. I see it from a distance.
Right.
And,
on.
I don't judge myself, and then things are taken away, and it doesn't play a part anymore, and it's a process or something you have to go through. But
right,
I want to thank you, the guy who introduced you to me. It's very funny. It's a guy. He's really like a druggy guy. He used drugs and all that kind of stuff. And I had a discussion about him on Facebook. And but he was really confronting me the way I was thinking in those days. It was like a few years ago.
Yes.
And then he said to me, like, yeah, you have to look at this guy, just because he says like racism doesn't exist and that kind of stuff. So it's very funny that this guy introduced me to you, and then you your teaching caused me to pull me into the light, you know. So thank you very much.
You're welcome. And I do think of you. You crossed my mind, and I'm glad you made my day by calling. and you stay with it. Just stay with it.
You haven't
seen anything yet.
Yeah, thank you. And I wanted to call before a few times, but I was too nervous. But today I was like, no, I'm also going to kill that devil in me. So that's why I called.
Right on. I'm glad you didn't give in to the nervousness. And now you're going to see that even that wasn't real.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Amazing.
Yes, exactly. Yes, amazing. I want to answer the biblical question.
Have you ever asked yourself whether you are ascending or descending spiritually?
Well, the way I think about it, because you are asking that inside of you, you're already in your ego, so you're evil, because in reality, we are already living in the spiritual world, and therefore you are living hell or heaven. And so there is no such thing as ascension or descension.
That's amazing.
There's no such thing. Yeah, we're already in the spiritual world, and therefore you're living hell or heaven. We are already ascended. That's the whole thing. But because we are unconscious, you're living in hell.
Going to the light.
Doesn't mean you ascended, because you already are the light. And that's the way it is.
I appreciate your responding to the biblical question.
Yeah.
And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise.
Yes. Jesse.
Yes.
I'm going to save money, and I hope you're still alive when I'm able to go to California and joining the church on Sunday.
Right on. Well, don't worry, I'm not dying. I'll be around. I'm gonna be like Methuselah. I'm gonna be around for 1,000 years.
Alrighty. Then we're going to see in the real life.
How long ago? How long has it been since I first counseled with you?
I counseled once, and it was a little bit in the Corona days.
In the Corona days?
Yeah, it was like 4 years ago or something.
Okay, amazing.
Nice. Okay, thank you very much.
All right, it's amazing to hear from you, and you stay with it, all right?
Yes, I will do that. Thank you, Jesse.
All right, take care now.
Have a nice day.
You too. Amazing. I do counseling and with people around the world by phone, Skype, or walk-in. And I remember counseling Samantha, and when she told me that, as she mentioned just now, she was a hermaphrodite. The story was amazing. But to hear from her now, I knew she was going to be fine. And because she was willing to drop the anger. And I've learned so much, because I have counseled with people with issues that I didn't even know existed. It's amazing what the spirit of evil does to and through the body. And I'm very fortunate is that I understand now why Christ went amongst the people and he did not judge them. He knew it wasn't them, that it was a spirit of evil that made a home in their mind and emotion. And then in counseling, I understand that myself, I understand how that worked, but I did not know some of the stuff that evil has done inside of people's body and mind. And you can overcome. You shall be healed from it, because it's not happening to you. It's happening to the mind and the body, but it's not you. And you can overcome anything. So, Samantha, you stay with it. And there are other people that I've counseled with, they were in turmoil, and they were suffering. They had gone to different churches, and they were not able to get help. Once I told them to recommend that they forgive, drop the anger, then the light can help you. So y'all stay with it. It's evil. It's not you. It's evil. The treasure chest is now open on DLive and stretch off on pules.net. And I'll be right back. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Couple announcements. The Hake Report is coming up right after the show at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. From 9 to 11, from 11 to 1, right after the Hake Report. And then the latest form tonight, latest form every third Thursday night for ladies only at 7 p.m. And the first Thursday night for men only. And a brand new episode of The Fall Estate on tomorrow, Friday, if the Lord is willing, and the creek don't rise. I had an interesting conversation with Mark Harley, and he is an actor, comedian, and bodybuilder. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Are you married with kids or something?
I don't have any kids, but we raised the cats together.
The cats?
I'm a cat guy, yeah.
Beta! Beta! Do you have perfect peace?
Perfect peace? No, because I'm angry as a mother.
Forgive your mother.
Damn! He's cooking.
What is the right thing to do to close the borders?
Big booty Latinas. If that cuts into my pie, I'm pissed.
Would you ever obey a woman?
Not anymore. Oh my God, it's chaos. You're schizophrenic inside here.
Yeah. The FallenState.tv tomorrow at 11 a.m., right after the Hake Report. And you can support the Fallen State by being a member there, by becoming a YouTube member. I mean, a member there on YouTube or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. Amazing, huh? Yes, Jesse, that is amazing. And then, last but not least, well, a couple of things. Like these videos. Like the videos. Like the videos. And what else? We have a brand new episode of Punchy TV, PUNCHIE.TV. Punchy TV, check it out. A brand new episode there. Amazing. And don't forget, we got to buy some new equipment. We need your support. So go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, or rebuildingtheman.com/donate. Or scan the QR code on to support Bond or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. And thank you all. I appreciate it. Amazing. Super chat.
Super chats.
Sion bought a coffee. Buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk. Jesse Boo, don't you think the reason why beta males born every day is because The mamas are raising most of them. I see them everywhere, even training their sons how to drive. Mama provides the income more, so they are under mama.
Absolutely. All boys have the spirit of their mothers. That's why the father said, all who are born of the woman must be born again of the father. You got to overcome that spirit and take on the spirit of the father. Absolutely, Sia. They cannot help it. Most of them don't even realize that that's what it is. Amazing. Thank you.
No more thoughts, Jesse. The answers come before I ask.
Ask.
All is well.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. It's amazing.
Half Black Tony. Nobody can explain who they is. I'm nobody, just the present.
Amazing. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Only love matters. Been a member for 1 month on the Jesse Lee Peterson channel.
Thank you.
Have you ever thought about what, quote unquote, you look like without a body? Light to medium skinned, black farmer girl, emoji, carrot, stars, big smile, heart.
Maybe I thought about that. It's not like something it would cross your mind because you wonder, what did I really look like without the body? Amazing. Thank you.
And she also had a question emoji or a raised hand waving emoji or something.
Okay.
By a black gal.
Right on. But yeah, I can see how that would cross your mind. Absolutely. Thank you.
A second super chat from Only Love Matters. Jesse, who are you? What do, quote unquote, you look like without a body? Squeezed you are. Hug emojis, farmer, carrots, hug, smiling thing.
Amazing. Thank you.
Skip log fire. E-funds help bond, build blacks better. Very generous. Skip.
Thank you, Skip. I appreciate it.
Anthony L. Shocked, scared emoji. Frowning.
Nice. Thank you.
In horror.
Yeah.
And blue. Angela. No message.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thanks as always. AKP9597 with a computer fund. Love you guys.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for your support.
Mark J. I love this show, JLP and chat.
Thank you. And thank you for helping to make it possible.
Cow Aqua. Movie and book recommendation.
Right on. Thank you.
Thank you.
Send it to producer@jesseleepeterson.com. producer@jesseleepeterson.com, and when I get a chance, I definitely will check it out.
Yeah, thank you. Eric H., Five Coffees, yesterday's 20-minute monologue at the beginning of the show about uncertainty, a house built on sand. Can you make a clip out of that? It's a good question. Good request.
We will do it.
I endorse.
You hear that, Derek?
Make a clip out of yesterday's 20-minute monologue at the beginning of the show about uncertainty, a house built on sand.
Amazing.
Just to repeat.
Thank you. The producer said he will do it.
AKP says, very generous, mouse and keyboard.
Thank you. We got to update the equipment. It's kind of older than hate now. And we got to update everything, and it's costly. So thank you for helping us to do that. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate or call 800-411-BOND. I appreciate it.
There was a Rumble rant.
You got to know how to rumble.
Rob D. says, bacon.
What the? Thank you.
Or bacon. Sorry. shout out to the top contributors, Bill West, Games for Rec, Aries 1, Triple Alert 5000, Beta Legs, Greenwall, Hey Baby 1, Coffee Talk with Sandra, Pastor Chatelet, and Kevin Webb. Thank you guys for the support over on the D-Live crew.
D-Live. Amazing. Thank you all. I appreciate it.
Remarkable.
Yeah.
And thank you guys. I could be mistaken, but I think that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all. One thing I want you to know, and that over the years I started to see it clearly, not on myself, but in the light, because I always ask for more light. But I realized the reason that Christ was able to heal that I'd never heard before, and then I realized, wow, that makes sense. When I understood more about how he functioned and what he did and why he was able to do it and who we are, Christ, when Christ healed people, Christ knew that it wasn't the person that needed to heal, the real person, the whole person. It was the divided person that he could heal, the person that, because the whatever the issue was, sickness and disease or whatever was in the body, it was in the body, the mind of the person, and in the body, but it wasn't in the person at all. And so when he healed the person, he rebuked the spirit of sickness and disease or whatever the bar was from the mind. And likewise, it left the body. The real you have never been sick. The real you can never be sick because you, the real you, are sons and daughters of God. And sons of daughters of God cannot get sick. In heaven, there is no sickness. Heaven in God, right? There is no sickness. And likewise, on earth, there is no sickness if you can clearly see who you really are. It's in the body, and it's the mind that creates the sickness of the body. You believe it, because in God's mind, in God's body, there is no sickness. So Christ knew that, so he healed the body. He rebuked the devil from the body, not from the person. Isn't that, like, amazing? And I've never really heard anyone explain that before. And I'm like, wow, that makes sense because we are divided. Angry human nature, human beings are evil. The body, the mind, the heart of the person is evil. Why do you think people go after each other? They're so vicious and resentful and have no love and nasty. And they get thrills out of hurting people because they're evil, and that evil in them feel good and feel like life to them. The nature of human beings are evil. That's why you make the same mistakes over and over, because you're still of the same nature. And God said, I will give you a new nature. Love God with all your heart, soul, and might. Pick up your ego nature, which is not your own, it's evil. Follow me, love your neighbor as yourself. And he'll destroy that old nature, which is not you, it never has been you. You call it you because you didn't know. You just didn't know. Isn't that, like, amazing? The real you is free and all is well. But you don't know that because you think you're your thoughts, your body, your job, your past, your future, your acts, whether good or bad acts, or whatever you think is you, and it's not. My producer put together an amazing package today, but I'm not going to be able to get to it all. I'm going to see if he can hold on to some of it for tomorrow. But I do want to give you this about anger. From Colossians 3:8. It's Bible Thumper Thursday, 888-77-JESSE. Bible Thumper Thursday. But know you yourselves are to put off all these. You yourself got to put off all of these. Anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy. Filthy language, out of control mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. When you stop being divided, when you stop being angry, will you stop living in the past or the future, which doesn't exist? Will you stop judging yourself and others? You're going to put on the new image, the new nature, which is of your Father God, because the old one will be passed away. It'll be done. So for those who want to be free, drop the anger. Stop being angry. That anger is inside of you. And you forgive your mother because she recreated her image. She didn't know either. She was lost. Her mother did it to her. Drop it, and you shall be free. Do what you want. You heard Samantha call. It was an amazing call. And she had to overcome some rough issues in her life. Imagine that, being born with two body parts, man and woman. Amazing, huh? And I've dealt with worse than that with people around the world. So it's on you. Let me go to Matt, a first-time call out of Michigan. Matt, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing? Good to be here.
All is well, Matt.
So I had a question for you regarding your views on sinless perfection. I've heard through the grapevine, and I've also seen some videos of you claiming that you are sinless. And I wondered if you still have that position or...
Anyone that has anger is what the Bible calls sin, because they are playing God. Once you drop that anger, you can no longer play God. You're no longer of sin.
So are you claiming that anger is like the only sin?
Yes.
Or the root of all sins?
100%. 100%, Matt, without a doubt. Because anger, it divides you. It separates you from God. Anyone that has anger is separated from life, from okay. God. And then you are divided. But once you realize, hey, I'm wrong. I didn't even know I had the anger like that, to be honest with you, until I asked God to show me let me see what's going on with me. And he showed me I had that anger. And when he showed it to me, he took it away. I went and forgave. And when I forgave my mother, he forgave me. And he took away the anger. So I don't play God anymore. I just take life one day at a time. I watch the thoughts and just live, because you're no longer separated. You're no longer divided from God. I want to read something for you. What do you have there, James?
1 John 3:9-10. Whoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. In this, the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whoever does not righteousness is not of God, neither is he who loves not his brother.
You got to drop the anger, because anger is evil, Matt, and it's divided. Have you done that?
So I'd like to say I agree with all the scripture there about he that is born of God doth not sin, talking about the Spirit, where it says that his seed remaineth in him. If you notice the wording, it literally says his seed remaineth in him. So the seed is the word of God, which we're born by. So our spirits cannot sin. So
what do you
as
mean
far
by
as
born?
Anger being a sin. Well, real quick, Jesse, as far as
yeah,
anger being
let me
a
ask
sin,
this because
the Bible says
let
be
me
angry
ask because,
and sin not.
I'm sorry?
Not a sin. Well, the Bible says be angry and sin not. So anger by definition is not a sin. It can be, but in certain contexts, it can actually be a good thing.
So
the Bible also tells us
anger,
that there's not a just man
yeah,
on earth. That
because,
doeth sin
hey, hey, hold on one minute. If anger is not a sin, why did God say anyone who has anger is a murderer and do not trust them?
No, it actually says whosoever hateth his brother
anger
is
hatred, John.
Well, it is not the same thing by definition.
Oh, okay.
Anger and hatred are two different
oh, okay.
things. But
so let me ask
I have one verse that I wanted to ask you about.
Okay, real fast.
Yeah, so the Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, for there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. And so if the Bible says that there's no one that does good, a just man or a saved man, why would you assume that you are sinlessly perfect? And would you expect your child to be sinlessly perfect? God is our Father. Would he expect that of us?
I expect that. I know that now, because when he's talking about all human beings are born into anger. They are born into judgment, because they are born through the mother, and the mother is still angry, and they pass it on to the children. And that's why God said that when you become an age, you're responsible for yourself. You have to admit that you're wrong for being angry, resentful, judgmental, because all angry people judge. They play God. But when you drop that anger, you no longer play God, because now you have understanding. You know that it's not the person that's being mean or the person that's being fake or them. It's the spirit of evil that made a home in their mind. And that's what he's talking about. But give me a quick yes or no, then I got to run, but I want you to call me again. Have you dropped your anger?
No, because anger can actually be a good thing according to the Bible. It says be angry and sin not.
Okay.
You're conflating two things. You're saying that anger is always a sin, but the Bible says that they're two separate things, and anger is actually defined as a strong feeling of annoyance or displeasure.
That's how I define it, but that's the problem. Anyone that has anger does get a form of strong feelings of annoyance. But you hold on to that anger, Matt. Don't let it go. You keep it and see what it does for you, all right?
All right. Take care, Jesse. Thanks for having a conversation.
Matt, I want a little more time, but I'm running out of time, and I want to get to somebody to call it. I've been waiting for a long time. Will you call me again?
Hey, sounds good, my friend.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Talk to you later.
All right. Because I want to have a little more time with that, and I'm looking at the clock here. Let me go to Gigi out of Washington State. Gigi, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
All is well, Gigi.
Awesome. I don't know why people call to justify anger.
Because they just can't see. They don't know. They read that verse in the Bible where it says, I don't know why they put that in the Bible like that. Jesus, whatever they said, but that's why they believe it. And since they are angry and feel like it's real, even though it's not, that's why they say that. And war unto the man or the woman who call anger good.
Yeah, anger is only going to destroy a person.
Yeah, amazing.
That's just simple. It's only going to destroy you. There's nothing good that can ever come out of anger, whether you do it a minute or you do it a lifelong time, it has an end result, which is destruction.
That's right. But you can't convince an angry person that anger is wrong. They have to want to see it for themselves in order to see that. You can't convince, there's no way that you can convince an angry male or female that he's wrong. Thank you, Gigi. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Let me go to Rick out of Hampton. Rick, you're on the air.
Jesse, my brother. Everybody will listen to the JLP for knowledge today, brother.
Amazing. Thank you, Rick.
Man, you know, anger, I don't know why people want to hold on to that anger. Because here's what I say. Everything comes from anger. Because hate spins off anger. It just is more intensified. That's all hate is.
Yeah.
It comes off from anger. And it's just more intensified. That's all it is.
But a lot of people, as I just said to Gigi, a lot of people have been convinced that Jesus was angry. And so the devil automatically tell them, well, the anger you have, is that what Jesus had? They don't understand that Jesus never was not an emotional person.
No, he wasn't.
He was not angry. He never felt good or bad. He didn't have what the fallen nature has. But they think he does, and that's why they say it.
You know, especially from the black churches, man, they love to justify that incredible Hulk anger.
But all the churches do.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I just say you get, because, you know, black churches tend to be more emotional, if you will. And that's why I said that. And
yeah, black people have been taught that their anger is justified because it's the white man's fault that they're angry. What the?
Oh, man, I tell you, man, I'm just going to tell you, anger comes, and sometimes when it crawls up, the only thing you have to do is just don't act on it. But see, like we were just saying, everything spins off anger.
Yeah.
Hate is just a testified of anger. That's all it is.
Absolutely.
That's all it is.
You're absolutely right, but I got to run because of time.
Can I say one more thing real quick?
Yeah.
Can I say one more thing, Jesse, if I can? And, if anger is good, if you go to court, 99% of them people are in there because they got angry. I don't think none of them in there because they didn't get angry.
That's right.
Assault.
Oh, good point,
Rick. Wounding, shooting.
Yeah.
Hitting somebody up a second head with a bat. I knew you wasn't in the spirit doing that. So, that anger spins off that.
Good.
All right, Jeff, thanks for taking my call. Love you, brother.
I love you too, buddy. Thank you. I appreciate it. Super, super.
Super chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, Andre says, if I can buy some weed, I can buy some coffee.
That's right. I rest my case. Thank you.
And Brandy from Hawaii, Jesse, how do you know if it's time to buy a new car or if it's just thoughts trying to talk you into it? I have a 2014 Corolla and want a RAV4 or a Cross, but then I'm not supposed to think of me. Cringing emoji.
Well, the car is not you. What the? If the car is a physical thing and it broke down or you need it too old, get a new car. What the? The car is not you. You're not thinking of you. What the? Thank you, though. But yeah, if you need a new car, get a new car. Thank you, Brandy.
Thank you, Brandy.
Yeah.
And thank you, guys. I do believe, it could be mistaken, that that's all for now.
Oh, amazing. I wanted to send it to Matt. Matt's call was amazing for a Bible Thumper call. But call me again, Matt. I want it more time. I'm just out of time. What else? Thank you for your support. We got to buy new equipment. I need your help on that. We need it sooner rather than later. So go and make a donation at rebuildingdemand.com/donate. Rebuildingdemand.com/donate. Or call 800-411-BOND. Or hit the stretch out, the scan the QR code to support BOND. Or you can mail it in. Make it out to BOND. Mail it P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California. That's BOND, P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. If you need that address again, call 800-411-BOND. Or you can make the donation there. And thank you all who are jumping in already and helping us. Tomorrow is Open Live Friday. I want you to know, Derek, he black, but he's white on the inside, all the way white, just white. But he put together an amazing package. Some of this stuff I'm definitely going to present to you tomorrow, if the Lord is willing. And the creek don't rise. I'll see you later tonight, ladies, at the Ladies Forum at 7 p.m. Hate is coming now, and then the American Anchor, baby. And thank you for your support. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or BOND. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and BOND name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why do you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts make you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen. But it's amazing to see it. So relax.